This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Tuesday, October 17th, 2017. I'm Marc Belanger. There are about 40 million people around the world trapped in modern-day slavery. They are permanently indebted workers, child laborers, sex slaves, minimally paid employees, and others. The rise in modern-day slavery has been enabled by globalization because employers can find sources of cheap labor and get their products to market, mainly in developed countries. That is one of the major conclusions of a new book by Siddharth Kara entitled Modern Slavery, A Global Perspective. Mr. Kara is a senior fellow at Harvard University. At a media conference held at the UN headquarters in New York, he was asked about globalization and modern-day slavery.
One of the byproducts, or possibly the dark underbelly of economic globalization, which has allowed us to expand the free flow of goods and capital, people all over the world, is that companies can source and find cheap and under-regulated labor markets on the far side of the world and avail of that low cost of labor in the production of whatever their goods might be. It could be shirts, it could be food, it could be electronic devices. Companies in the West and the North can find cheap, underregulated labor markets in the South and the East and transport the products of that exploited labor very inexpensively to consumers back in the West.
Mr. Kara was asked if he could provide one or two examples of modern-day slavery.
It's challenging to identify just one or two and talk about them because they're not only have just been so many, but many times their stories and their journeys are so similar, and not just when they're from the same country, but they can be from countries separated by 10,000 miles and have been recruited into human trafficking in similar ways, transported in similar ways, and exploited in similar industries, if not the exact same industry. And that's what's so remarkable and upsetting about this issue is that there's no country that's immune. There's no place where this is not a problem. You will find victims of sex trafficking in Nepal and Cambodia, and you will find them in the United Kingdom and the United States. And their journeys can often be very similar.
Mr. Kara was also asked about the role of technology in abetting or combating modern-day slavery.
Technology is really a fascinating area in human trafficking right now. Of course, it's a tool that's been used to promote human trafficking, to recruit new victims. But tech companies are getting very active in trying to use their technology to create solutions. And in the book, I talk about some of those solutions. Some of the biggest tech companies in the world, like Google, have found ways to run algorithms that will identify someone who might be searching for child pornography or to purchase a woman or child for commercial sex and will put up warnings and content on their computer. Microsoft has developed some facial recognition tools that are used by law enforcement to try to track victims of human trafficking as they're being moved across the country. So tech companies are increasingly getting involved in creating solutions, not just to disrupt or to assist law enforcement in disrupting a human trafficking episode, but also to prevent it from happening to begin with. Making sure labor migrants have something as simple as a mobile phone and a working SIM card in their destination country so that if anything starts to look like it's going in the wrong direction for them, they have a way of connect with someone. And that simple connection can make all the difference between a journey that really descends into the abyss of servitude or does not.
At the media conference held in the UN headquarters, Mr. Kara was also asked about why he studies modern-day slavery.
The primary motivation for me is the victims that I've met. When I document someone who's a victim of labor trafficking or sex trafficking or child labor or forced labor, bearing witness to their suffering, to everything they have endured with grace and dignity, motivates me to try to understand these issues as clearly as I can to make some contribution towards the eradication of these offenses.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Marc Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.